Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is Dr. Deb, and today, family, I want to talk about level five discussions, how to talk about racism from level five. Now, those of you who've been, whenever I do a workshop with couples or do work with couples, I ask them what are the most important things in a relationship. Communication is always in that list. I don't care how long or how short the list is. Communication is always in the list. And so when I talk about level five talk, I'm talking about the deepest level of communication. And so what I decided I would do today is speak for myself. And I will speak for myself only because I know I'm not the only Black American / American who feels the way I feel about this country. And so I'm going to talk about my relationship with my country, about racism, what it means for me, as if we are in a relationship. So, America, I'm talking to you as if you are either my husband or a love interest of mine, because on the real, you are a love interest of mine. So, this letter is to my beloved country. I have to, when I talk to you from my heart, beginning with our history and then moving toward where we are now, I have to say, we know that I got into this relationship with you by force. You forced me here. You forced me into a relationship that I wasn't looking for. I think Erykah Badu sings about that. She says, certainly not me. Who told you it was all right to love me? Because it wasn't me. But nevertheless, I have been forced into this relationship. And you haven't treated me too well. Most of the time, you have abused, neglected, disenfranchised, oppressed me. But somehow, in that messed up, abusive relationship, I grew to become a part of you. I worked for you. I've had babies for you. I've given ideas and insight, and I helped build this relationship. I helped to build this relationship. And now I am a part of you. And while I know and I've watched you grow and thrive because of the relationship that we have, but still you mistreat me. You still try to find a way to discredit me and to not give me credit for what I brought to this relationship. And I know that you would not be who you are and where you are had it not been for me. And you know this, but you continuously and continually treat me as if you don't love me as much as you do. And I have to know that while you have used me and you have abused me, on some level, you love me just like I love you, because this is a dysfunctional relationship, and we both know it. You know it, and I know it. So you have mistreated me, and I have allowed it. And there have been occasions where I have rebelled and I have mistreated you. And while you taught me how to treat you and I taught you how to treat me, we have still come to this place where we are at an impasse. And if we are going to live and not die at each other's hands, then you and I will have to talk about what is going on. Yes, we're at that place where I come to you as my lover and I say, we need to talk. Because I know and you know where we are and where we've been, and I know and you know where we can go if we figure out how to make this thing work. And the only way it's going to work is that we talk at a different level. And while I have nagged you over and over, constantly, so many, all these many years, on what I wanted and what I needed. I don't think you've heard me. And so, no, I sit here and I'm looking at you, and I look at me, and I see reflections of me and you and you and me, and I want so much more for us. But I know we can't have it, and I know I can't do it by myself. So I acknowledge, as great as I think I am, as beautiful as I think I am, as brilliant as I know I am, you have greatness, beauty, and brilliance as well. Together, we make this relationship. And so let me tell you what I need, what I desire, and what I'm willing to give. First of all, and I, let me just let you know right this minute that I am saying this with the deepest sincerity. I wouldn't come to you like I'm coming to you if I could get on my knees to let you know just how important this is to me. I wouldn't do this if I didn't mean it. And you know, with the kind of pride I have in who I am, and where I come from, and who my people are, I don't just get on my knees just to, for our show. I do this in sincerity. So on this level of conversation, at this level of communication, what I need from you, first thing I need is for you to acknowledge how much you love me. I need you to acknowledge how much you need me. I need you to then respect me like you love me and like you need me, like you have been benefited from this relationship. I need honesty. I say there's no other place on this planet that I'd rather live. As messed up as our relationship has been, there's no place I'd rather be. I love the lie that we have created. But I can't keep living this lie. I can't keep pretending that I'm okay when I'm not. And I really need you to stop pretending. That's what I need. I need you to look at yourself as I'm looking at myself. I know I haven't been all I can be. And I know I have complained when I could have been working. I know that even when I do my best, there's probably more I can do. And I know I have a higher self, a spiritual self, that I have not embraced to the fullest of what it means to be a spiritual person, a God-fearing person, a humane person, a loving person. I know I could have been better, as good as I think that I've been. I know I could have been better, and I could have helped move things along in our relationship. But I've done what I did for whatever excuses that I have. I make none right now because I come to you in love and in sincerity and in self-reflection. I need these same things from you. I need you to look in the mirror and see the horrible person you've been to me. I need you to acknowledge that. I need you to apologize. And then I need you to believe the stuff you wrote to me, those letters about me being, of everybody having certain rights, inalienable rights. I mean, you wrote some beautiful letters to me, but you have not treated me according to your letter. So I need you to look at yourself and stop lying to yourself and stop being so damn greedy. Come on, there is enough for both of us. And I know you have a need to feel like you're greater than me, but you know you're not, so stop pretending. Self-reflection, look in the mirror. Emotionally, I love you. I have invested my life, and I have continuously done things to provoke you to love me, and it has not worked. I have committed crimes. You know, I'm almost like a child who I will get the kind of attention I need, whether it is because I did something great or because I did something boneheaded. So I don't deny my shortcomings. I don't deny my faults. I have invested in you. I have created things. I have conceived of ideas. And you stole them from me. Stole them from me. Lied about me. And had everyone thinking that it was all my fault when it was your fault as well as mine. So I have loved you with a kind of crazy kind of love. And you have loved me in the kind of way that is equally as crazy, but it's love nevertheless. So, and I know you do. So I've invested in you, and I've invested in this relationship. So what I want, as I end my letter to you, what I want is for you to reciprocate. Excuse me. To reciprocate. I want you to grow. I want you to read the letters you wrote to me. And then I want you to start to do things that reflect the things in those letters. And then I need you to stop trying to squash my light. I need you to stop trying to stop me from growing, stop me from thriving. Because when I grow, you grow. When I thrive, you thrive. And vice versa. When you do well, I do well. We're in this together. We're in this relationship together. We're in this love together. And we don't have to agree on everything, but we do. We must respect our rights to be whoever we are, to look the way we look. And stop lying. You love the way I look. You love the way I think. You love the way I move. You love my creativity. I desire you to show me that. And if you show me that, I will show it back to you because I want this relationship to work so badly. I will do. I will, the craziness that we have found ourselves in, I will hold up my end of the bargain of this relationship. So my dear, beloved country, you know, everybody wants what we have. As messed up as it is, everybody wants what we have, what you have and what I have. We have the best of everything that God has to offer in humanity. We have the best, the best. This difference, this melanin difference, is the only thing that's been separating us. And, of course, the stupid ideas we had about what that means. But I'm inviting you, my dear, beloved country. I'm inviting you to just live up to the promises that you made to me when we first got together. You said some really beautiful things that I will never forget, any of it. I hold them dearly because it's beautiful ideas, beautiful thoughts. And I know why you did not have me in mind when you wrote them. You wrote them and you kept me here. You wrote them and you kept using me. You kept me involved with you. So that let me know that I was of some value. And I still am. And you still are. So if you think I hate you, think again, because hate is not what I do naturally. If melanin did anything for me, that's what it's done for me. So hate is not what I do. What I do is seek justice. What I do is seek love. What I do is look for ways to give it back. And I'm looking. I know I've done some things here lately, but that's just to get your attention, to let you know how badly I want this relationship to work. So let's stop the perpetrating. Let's stop lying. Let's stop pretending. And let's get real. Love, respect, honor, keeping our words, looking at ourselves, changing our actions, and then embracing each other because we're in this love together. I love you. I need you to love me back because I'm in this to win it. I'm not going anywhere. I am an American, and that is just how it is. Until next time, this has been On the Real with Dr. D. My country, I love you. I'll see you at the table.